Well, after hours, medical services in some regions are on the verge of collapse as overworked GPs signal they can no longer provide cover or the funding falls short. Documents obtained under the Official Information Act show that in the first 8 months of last year, 24 practices and clinics had to reduce hours or close their doors due to critical staff shortages and cost pressures. Ruth Hill reports.
The news that health officials are considering replacing the overnight doctor at Kenepuru Community Hospital's Accident and Medical Centre with a telehealth service has shocked locals. Nikki, whose young son is at risk of convulsions if his temperature spikes, says Kenepuru is always busy with babies and elderly people whenever she's had to visit late at night.
If it happens, it's at night. And that's been since he was born, so if I'm to be honest, I'll be if I go to Kenepuru and I cannot get my son seen.
Others point out it's a 25-kilometre trip to Wellington Hospital and about the same distance to Hutt Hospital if you have a car.
We can't get to Wellington. Like, we don't have a car.
Especially those with children or those a bit older, we need those services around.
As a parent, it's pretty nerve-wracking, but I also worry about people all along the coast. So you've got people travelling all the way from Waikanae or even north of there to come to Kenepuru.
Ngāti Toa Chief Executive Helmut Modlik says the iwi-run health service Ora Toa and other clinics already cover Thursday nights and the weekends. He's confident they can provide the doctors if Te Whatu Ora pays them.
I'm just signalling to them and everybody else in our community that we just cannot accept that there will be a stepping back from making those services available.
The Senior Doctors Union says staff are seeing more than 20 patients in a single night, including a small number of high acuity cases several times a week. Executive Director Sarah Dalton says it's a critical service for more than 100,000 people, and the same thing is happening in other regions.
What is a reasonable level of public health provision, given that we know that people don't always get acutely unwell or deteriorate quickly between the hours of 8 a.m. and 5 p.m.
In the 13 months to August, urgent care clinics in Auckland were forced to close early nearly 200 times due to staff shortages. Nationwide, there are more than 100 providers of after-hours care, each with a different mix of funding from Te Whatu Ora, primary health organisations, ACC, private providers and patient co-payments. Te Whatu Ora has boosted annual funding by $17 million to stabilise urgent care services. But GPs across the country say current funding isn't enough to cover the day-to-day work, let alone after-hours care. The only on-call nighttime GP service between Whangarei and the North Shore closed in March. Porirua GP Brian Betty, who chairs General Practice New Zealand, says it's patients who end up paying the price.
It does lead to problems in terms of late presentations and presentations to emergency departments, which puts pressures on already overstretched services.
Te Whatu Ora says it's planning to look at urgent care as part of its wider primary care program. But meanwhile, a range of telehealth services are available and any patient in need of urgent treatment can always visit a hospital emergency department.